Yeah, you wouldn't have sowers. I mean, you know, if you got, you know, like an insect bite, it wouldn't turn into a sower's bed, or if you had a, you hurt yourself, it would heal faster.
Really?
Really? And so I don't know. Maybe it had something. Maybe it really did purify your blood. I don't know. It was just usually in the spring. I guess they were getting rid of all the impurities during the winter or something. Of course, we took Epsom salts during the winter sometime. But I don't know. Maybe it was something about a certain time that you had to get the root or something. I don't know that. Or either that or the ground's too hard and cold and frozen to dig the roots up during the winter. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Were there any other kinds of homemade medicines like that?
Now that's the only thing that I ever took when I was little. Now the Negroes on the place, they made onion tea. Onion tea. They boiled the onion and then, you know, boiled it in just a little water. And they would give that to their babies when they had a tummy ache, you know, and cried and kept them awake at night and put them to sleep. You ever tried it? It'll put you to sleep. It's a narcotic, really.
Just regular onions?
Just regular onions. Yeah. No, just any kind of onion. If you make it strong enough, you know, and you cook it, and you boil it way down and boil it a long time, and it gets all that onion juice. Mm-hmm. You know, you can eat just onions, enough of them out of the garden. Mm-hmm. And after you eat, you will feel, you know, just a little drowsy. But if you boil that down, it'll put a baby to sleep a little bit. And it will.
Did you ever have any of the people living on your place that practiced some voodoo or whatever you call it? Not that we knew of.
If they did, they, you know, took great pains to keep us from knowing about it. I don't really believe they did.
Uh-huh.
Now, they had a lot of superstitions like wearing asphidity around their neck. Asphidity around their neck.
What's that?
Oh, it's horrible smelling stuff. And it's hard, you know, and it's kind of a silver color.
Is it lead
color. I don't know what asphidity is. I don't even know. You can buy it. You can buy it now. And they...
Where would you buy it? A drugstore.
And they would tie that up, you know, and have a string. And the kids, all the children wore that around their necks. And it stunk, boy.
In a little bag?
I don't know if they had it in a bag or if it's just some way they could attach it, tie the string around it to hang it around their neck, but they all wore it. Now, I don't know what they wore it for. And, let's see, that and the onion tea and was several things that they used like that we didn't. I know, and then there is a liquid asphidity, or paragarg, that will put you to sleep. I know, but you know, they gave that to babies, newborn babies, you know, they called it hives, you know, they would give them this stuff and keep them real, real warm, and they would break out, just like with a rash all over, and after they broke out, they called it hives. Once they got them broke out, and then that went away, you know, they'd be okay. And they had colic, and they gave this for colic.
They gave the paragarg,
and you had to be very careful, like, you know, maybe just one drop or two little drops in a teaspoonful of milk. And it relaxes them, puts them to sleep. And then their stomach, you know, whatever trouble they're having with their stomach, just kind of corrects itself over a period of time.
Did your parents ever do any of that?
Paragarg. All white folks gave their babies Paragarg for colic, you know, and for, you know, hives.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
A maple tree?
What would you call a big group of those growing together?
Maple trees.
And what different kinds of trees grow around here?
No maple.